Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I think that the Beatitudes, the passage we heard from the Gospel this morning, I think they are among the most familiar passages of the New Testament. The start, as I said, of the Sermon on the Mount. And you may know what the Sermon on the Mount is about. Isn't that where Jesus tells his disciples how to behave, how to live? Doesn't he give his disciples a series of ethical teachings on how to earn your way into heaven? Well, no, not really. If there is anything that you take away from today's sermon, I hope it is this, that Jesus is not interested in teaching you how to earn your way into heaven. God's way, which Jesus lives out and shows us, God's way is the way of grace. Jesus came to free us from our sin, from all that binds us. Jesus came to redeem us. Because on our own, we tend to be so lost that we can't find our way out of a paper bag. Jesus did not come because we have it all figured out already. Jesus didn't come to give us this blessing as a prize for good behavior. Jesus came to reveal God's grace. And grace is God's initiative. It's the way that God reaches out with a gift of forgiveness, salvation, abundant life. God starts this whole process, and we cannot make it happen ourselves. It's free. We don't do anything to earn it. We certainly don't do anything to deserve it. So if we can't just behave our way into heaven, what on earth is Jesus talking about in the Sermon on the Mount in general and the Beatitudes in particular? What is he saying if he's not telling us how to get things right? Blessed, he says. Blessed are they. Blessed are you. I want to remind you, you may remember from previous sermons, that the word blessed may perhaps be better if we translate it as happy. Happy are you. And yet, Jesus pretty much surprises us with the kind of people that he says are happy. Because listen to this. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed, happy, are the persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you now when your world is falling apart, when you're overcome by grief, when you have enemies, when you don't have any power at all. Blessed. Not you will be blessed, but you are blessed already. Not when you get it right sometime down the road, but now, in your pain, in your powerlessness. Really? This is when we're happy and blessed? But that's what Jesus says. Jesus doesn't say, blessed are the rich in things and in self-assurance. He doesn't say, blessed are those untouched by loss, or blessed are the powerful. Jesus doesn't say that. He doesn't say, blessed are those who are realistic, those who compromise at every turn, or blessed are those who exact vengeance, an eye for an eye. That's not what Jesus is saying. He doesn't say, blessed are the crafty, blessed are those who are bold enough to make war. Doesn't even say, blessed are those who receive a lot of praise for doing good things. Or blessed are those who follow Jesus and are widely praised and adored. That is not Jesus' message. Instead, Jesus turns the world's ideas of blessing and happiness upside down. Blessed are the poor, the meek, the merciful. And Paul goes on to add in his writings that God's foolishness is wiser than human wisdom. God's weakness is stronger than human strength. God is all about turning things upside down. So there must be something about these kind of conditions of loss or powerfulness that are particularly places where God works for us. Paul also wrote in the Message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. There's something about the way God works through this cross that is both foolish and wise. Blessing. Blessing is not just about business as usual. Instead, blessing seems to be about having the capacity to receive, to be open to the grace that God is showering upon us already. Blessing, like God's grace, is something that we receive. It's not something that we can acquire on our own. And so Christians are called to live out of this sense of blessing. Did you notice that the Beatitudes are full of good news and not good advice? The Beatitudes don't promise future happiness. They're a series of congratulations. You've got it right now. Even here and now, we can have the experience of God's grace, God's presence. That is what is meant to be part of the Christian life. Being blessed is not simply for our own enjoyment. It's not a reward for our miserable experiences of poverty or loss or violence. The spiritual writer Henri Nouwen says, claiming your blessedness always leads to a deep desire to bless others. In other words, blessing is not a dead end. Blessing doesn't just stop with one person. True blessedness is about moving on. Blessedness is always about passing the blessing on from one person to another. And so, if we find ourselves blessed by God and happy in what God has given us, it is so that we can turn around and bless others. If you want to hoard the blessing you've received, if you want to hang on to it for yourself, you're going to quickly find it slipping away, because blessing is just simply not ours to hang on to. If we pass it along, we find ourselves growing in the experience of God's grace. So here's a story about that. A man lived an ordinary sort of life, and it was happy according to the standards of the world. And then he went through a trauma. And as a result of that trauma, he became humble. And suddenly his need of God was very clear to him. And he started on a journey of faith. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Now, because this man had gone through misfortune, he was suddenly aware of and very touched by the struggles of other people. And he found that he cared more for them. And he was more aware of their suffering in the world. Blessed are those who mourn. This man's arrogance began to slip away. Blessed are the meek. And at the same time, he began to long for the holiness and justice for those who were oppressed or disenfranchised. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness. He began thinking of others more than of himself. He began giving to others more freely. Blessed are the merciful. And over time, he dropped all pretensions that he may have had, and he began to uncover his authentic self, layer by layer, until he even surprised himself with who he turned out to be. Blessed are the pure in heart. He began living into the imperatives of Christianity. He took on peacemaking, and he inevitably attracted some condemnation from the world, because blessed are the peacemakers, and blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Unconsciously, this man embodied the Beatitudes throughout his conversion, and he grew in grace through the stages of his adult life. Church, you too are blessed. Blessed perhaps in ways that you didn't seek, ways that you didn't want. Blessed through your losses, blessed through your imperfections, blessed through your moments of feeling powerless. We have the chance to live out of that blessedness. We have the chance to feel and to respond to the needs of others because we have been there ourselves. We have had needs ourselves. We have known God's love in the midst of those times. And because you belong to God, you are blessed because God has chosen you. God has reached out to you. God has extended God's grace to you. And as you live into God's blessing, that blessing will magnify and grow, and new life will emerge for all of our world. We are blessed to be a blessing. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.